This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
فاشرف بالاشتغال بالعلم ولا تبغي به ما عشت يا ذا بدلا ويا له من شرف عظيم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. Brothers and sisters, inshallah ta'ala, one thing I want to point out to my beloved brothers and sisters, and I hope this reaches you while you are in the best state of health and iman, is something that I see every now and again on social media. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has veiled the sins of a person, not only do we go and tell our friends after we might meet them at work the next day, or to our beloved ones, whoever it might be, and sometimes we go to the extent of putting it on social media where thousands and thousands of people can see it. Last night I did this with that thing. I was hanging around with the people, or I was hanging around with my boys here and there at the club, and I did this and I did that. Making your sins go viral. Brothers and sisters, do you know, pertaining the husband and wife, we know whatever the husband and wife they do in the bedroom is perfectly halal. They can do what they want, when they want, how they want, as long as obviously it doesn't go under the things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us is haram. It's perfectly permissible to enjoy it with your wife, and there to be enjoyment between them. But it becomes a big problem with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they start taking that which took place in the bedroom and start spreading it to the people. And another thing, inshallah ta'ala, which reached me yesterday, is that how sometimes married women, they sit around and they discuss what they did with each other last night, or how they went about, how he spoke to her, some of the words that he said to her, which in reality, wallahi, could be the reason why marriages break down. Spreading what you did with her, what she did with you, spreading it amongst the people. And it could just easily go out, and then people play Chinese whispers with it. It goes to this guy, a bit of salt and pepper gets added on, and then it reaches that guy. Little do you know, it has reached the stage where there's so much stuff have been fabricated about you, and initially the problem goes back to you. So we know that which takes place between the husband and wife is perfectly halal, but once they start spreading it, it becomes a problem. Hear me out on this hadith. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna min asharri nasi manzilatan 'inda Allah yawm al-qiyamah." الرجل الذي يفضي إلى امرأتي وهي تفضي إليه ثم يذهب وينشر سرها. On يوم القيامة, those who look the worst in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The guy that does whatever he does with his wife, and she does the same. But then what happens? He goes and spreads this amongst the people, or uncovers her secrets. It applies to the guy and the girl. If this is now a matter pertaining to people who have entered a halal contract, and what they are doing is halal, but then they go and spread it, which now makes it a very problematic thing in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How about the guy now that goes and does haram? Then on top of that, he goes and spreads it to the people, and he tells the people, "I did this. I picked her up from that place on that road, and I took her home, and I did this with her. I had a nice time with her. Then we took a few pictures together." Sometimes in the night, a girl, she sends now these kind of things that they have called Snapchat. She sends a picture of her wearing no hijab. Then he goes and he spreads this to the people. "Oh, I saw this girl and I was looking at her and she did this to me. And she sent me a picture of her while she was, you know, not wearing much and this and that." Since the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters, He covered from you. And then you went and spread to the people. Look what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in another hadith. كُلُّ أُمَّتِي مُعَافَى إِلَّا الْمُجَاهِدِينَ All my ummah has been pardoned except those who publicize their sins, who come out openly with their sins. وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْمُجَاهَرَةِ أَنْ يَعْمَلَ الرَّجُلُ بِالْلَّيْلِ عَمَلًا ثُمَّ يُصْبِحُ وَقَدْ سَتَرَهُ اللَّهِ And part of publicizing your sins is that someone or a guy, he does something in the night. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He covered and veiled His sins. ثُمَّ يُصْبِحُ وَقَدْ سَتَرَهُ اللَّهِ فَيَقُولُ يَا فُلَانْ عَمِلْتُ الْبَارِحَةَ كَذَا وَكَذَا Then he says to his friend, Ya Fulan, O Fulan, O whoever you are, last night I did this. I went to the club and I drank and I was hanging around with this girl and, you know, and then took her home and I did this with her. وَخَدْ سَتَرَهُ رَبُّهُ وَهُوَ يَكْشِفُ سِتَرَ اللَّهِ عَنْهُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala veiled his sins. But what happened? He took this veil and he just uncovered it and he did whatever he did by telling the people. Brothers and sisters, مَا أَجْمَلُ سِتَرَ اللَّهِ How beautiful is the sitr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many sins do we have? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covers. Imagine all the stuff that we did. Maybe under our duvet, under our blankets, whatever it might have been. Whether it is watching the unlawful films where there is haram stuff being put on there and we have failed to lower our gazes. Or when the girl, she sent us a picture of herself and then we sent a picture back and we enjoyed looking at her, we didn't lower our gaze, we didn't act upon the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, zina al-ainain al-nazar wa zina al-lisan al-nutq. The zina of the eyes is looking, yani looking at the opposite sex. Wa zina al-lisan al-nutq, and the zina of the tongue is talking, chatting her up, chirps in her. But it's something that we boast about, something that we boast about. We want to tell the people, oh, to make ourselves look so good that we're men. But in reality, we are the worst of men in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, I'm not here to attack you, I'm not here to throw things at you or to, you know, batter you or anything like that. Wallahi, we just want you to understand that we all make mistakes. But what is upon us to do is to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None of us is free from mistakes. No matter how many sins you have done, even if it is the most biggest and gravest sin, which is shirk billah azza wa jal. That if a person dies, Allah azza won't forgive him. Whether it's bid'ah, which is going against the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether even if it is zina, you've maybe fornicated with 1,000 women. The door of tawbah is not closed. It is still open for you. Come and get it. Go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The problem is, not that we make mistakes, that's a part of Bani Adam. Hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قال الله تبارك وتعالى إنكم تخطئون بالليل والنهار You make mistakes day and night. وأنا أغفر الذنوب جميعا فاستغفرون أغفر لكم You make mistakes day and night. But I forgive all sins. Come and seek that forgiveness. Is it even part of our DNA to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek forgiveness? And that's what we don't have in our lives. Making mistakes is universal, but do we go that extra step to seek and forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all the sins we do on a regular basis? You have the Prophet. Sometimes in a sitting, 100 times he would seek forgiveness. That's the Prophet whose sins previously and the future sins have been forgiven. How about us who constantly can't lower our gaze? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who act upon this ayah. And it's an ayah of rahmah, mercy for every single person. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَى أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ Say to them, O Muhammad, for my servants who have transgressed against themselves, do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الدُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all sins. Whatever sin it might be, don't lose hope. Don't think to yourself, I'm going to hell. You don't know that. But the door of rahmah is open for you. Come seek forgiveness. The mistakes you have done, try and seek forgiveness. We've all gone through it. Some stages of our lives. But it's important that we make tawbah to Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليه.